Greetings, this is Jeff Riddle from Christ Reformed Baptist Church in Louisa, Virginia. This is an audio version of a book review that I have written. The book under review is by Albert N. Martin, and it is titled Preaching in the Holy Spirit. It was published by Reformation Heritage Books in 2011, and it is 67 pages in length. My written review of this book first appeared in the Puritan Reformed Journal, Volume 4, Number 1, January 2012, and it's found there on pages 336 to 338. Here now is the review. This valuable booklet originated in two sermons preached by Albert Martin at a pastor's conference in 2002 on the subject of preaching in the Spirit. Martin is one of the deans of Reformed Baptist preachers, having served for 46 years as the influential pastor of the Trinity Baptist Church in Montville, New Jersey. This little work holds the distilled reflections of a mature pastor on the role of the Holy Spirit in the act of preaching. Many books on preaching teach ministers how to prepare a sermon or how to sharpen their rhetorical skills, but I do not know of any that have the particular appeal and focus of this work. Martin's goal is to demonstrate that the Spirit's agency, His active power, and His operations, the effect of that power, are direct and immediate in and on the preacher in the act of preaching. See page 3. In the first half of the book, Martin traces four specific manifestations of the Spirit in preaching. Number one, a heightened sense of the spiritual realities in which we are trafficking when we preach, from page 17. Number two, the blessed experience of an unfettered liberty and heightened facility of utterance, page 23. Number three, an enlarged heart, presently suffused with increased measures of selfless love that yearns to do our hearers good by means of our preaching, page 29. Number four, a heightened sense of the absolute authority, sufficiency, and trustworthiness of the Scriptures, page 35. The preacher who reads this first half will find himself often nodding in agreement and identifying with the author's insights. Here are some examples, and here's a list of quotations from the work. When preparing the message, the preacher thinks to himself, "If only I had one more Saturday, how much better I would preach." Page 18. As you begin to preach, your mind begins to experience the warmth that comes from the friction of the truth on your own spirit. Page 19. In the act of preaching, there is a sense in which you would not care if everyone got up and walked out of the building. Page 20. The preacher might take on an involuntary glow which no actor can reproduce. Page 20. When given real liberty, we are tempted to ask the congregation to excuse us while we write down the very things that come out of our mouths. Page 25. Martin later qualifies, however, "We do not claim an experience that rises to the utterly unique operations of the Spirit given to the prophets or to the penmen of the Holy Scriptures." Page 26. The Holy Spirit at times even gives us an ability to draw words out of the storeroom of our vocabularies, words we may not have used for many months and years, yet suddenly they flash into our consciousness when we are preaching. Page 25. If you are a preacher, surely you have felt, as I have many times while preaching the Word of God, that you stood 40 feet tall with a sword 10 feet long and 6 inches wide. Page 36. Here ends this list of quotations. In the second half of the book, Martin examines what results from a restrained or diminished measure of the Spirit. First, this includes disregarding the Spirit's necessity. It comes about by, quote, "the lack of specific and focused prayer for such a ministry of the Spirit," end quote, page 44. Second, this restraining or diminishing of the Spirit might come about, quote, "if the Holy Spirit is being grieved in the life or ministry of the preacher," end quote, page 46. Third, it might occur, quote, because the spirit is quenched by the preacher himself. End quote, page 52. Of special note on this final point is Martin's stress that the spirit might be quenched, quote, by a carnal and slavish attachment to the labors of the study, end quote, page 54. Martin urges the minister not to be enslaved by sermonic aids, whether manuscript, notes, or memory. Here he cites Pierre Marcel, quote, if the preacher is and remains dependent upon his manuscript or upon his memory, there is not just one prisoner, there are two, the preacher and the Spirit, and through the Spirit, Christ, end quote, page 57. He concludes, quote, it is better to preach a ragged and less than neat sermon in the power of the Holy Spirit than to preach a neat and polished sermon without his unction, end quote, page 60. The minister must avoid what Martin calls pulpit unbelief and rely on the Holy Spirit. Quote, forget your reputation as a neat homiletician. By all means, be Christ's free man. It is much better to preach a sermon that has the touch of the immediacy of the Spirit of God, even with its lack of neatness, than to preach an impeccably neat sermon without the peculiar unction of God on it. End quote, page 64. Martin has given the church and her preachers a special gift and challenge in this little book, and it is the perfect size to tuck away in the pocket for convenient reading. Reformed believers are sometimes accused of overlooking the person and work of the Holy Spirit, even though Calvin has been called the theologian of the Holy Spirit. Martin has helped offset this perceived imbalance. Martin calls for passionate, spirit-driven, and spirit-dependent preaching. He also demonstrates that this might be done without pulpit fanaticism or mysticism. Stephen Lawson's comment on the back cover is right on target. Quote, every preacher should periodically read this book on Saturday night before entering the pulpit on Sunday morning. End of the quotation, and this brings this book review to an end. You can receive audio book reviews and notes like this one, Word Magazine podcasts, and sermons by subscribing to Christ Reformed Baptist Church's sermon audio feed on iTunes by searching for Christ Reformed Baptist Church. For video material, you can subscribe to the Word Magazine channel on YouTube.com. You can also find written book reviews, notes, and articles on my blog, jeffriddle.net.